This episode of Highly Opinionated has been brought to you by PuckPipe.com. Go to PuckPipe.com now so you can smoke how I smoke.
Singing is contagious. I'll sing too.
Adam West, Adam West.
A little bit softer now.
Adam West, Adam West.
Adam West, Adam West.
I'll come out when they're all gone.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Mike.
I am Brendan.
This is Highly Opinionated. We're coming to you. This is actually, like, really sad. This past Friday, June 9th, we lost Adam West, better known as, most known as,
Batman.
TV's Batman, 1966.
The original.
The Batman.
The small-eared, light blue Batman.
He had a short battle with leukemia, but he died at 88 years old.
It was a long run.
That's a hell of a fucking life. I mean, you're Adam. First off, you're Adam West.
Adam West.
Second off, you lived to be 88. 88.
Yeah.
Now you're a huge Family Guy fan.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people probably know him as well as like, or they're probably thinking that actor has the same name as the mayor in Co-op.
Mayor Adam West.
He's so badass that he played himself. Just a intense, crazy, soft, but yet delusional, yet in some episodes they prove that maybe he wasn't delusional.
Overtly eccentric.
Yeah, yeah. One episode, they basically said it was a smokescreen to throw people off. One episode,
really?
It was proven he was 95% helium.
See, I stopped watching Family Guy, and I probably haven't seen the last, like, four or five seasons.
This last season's money. Some of them went downhill, but this last season was great. They're actually going to, Seth MacFarlane and them are going to do a tribute to Adam West this weekend and replay a, do a rerun of an episode from this season that predominantly featured Adam West and some dating. In one episode, he legalized marijuana, and in the same episode, he recriminalized it again, all because of songs that Brian and Stewie sang.
The bag of weed.
One of my favorites was there was a live action moment where like it just pans up through the universe and all these planets, and it's like from Meg's point of view, and it zooms up into space, and through space it backs up through the planets and backs through the stars and all these things, and it finally comes and it's a light in the real world and it's live action, and this light comes back and it's Rob Lowe and Adam West sleeping side by side in two different single beds. And Adam West wakes up like,
why is Rob Lowe in the same room as Adam West?
They both are wearing like those little old sleeping caps that kind of fall over to the side like a Santa hat. And basically, it comes down to
like the Ebenezer Scrooge.
Yeah, exactly. Night cap.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap.
Adam was having like a scary dream and Rob Lowe goes, no, it's okay, Adam. We need to go back to bed. We have to wake up tomorrow and be big movie stars. And Adam's like, yeah, we are. And fist bumped him. Yeah.
He was... Okay, now... He wasn't my first Batman.
Michael Keaton. You thinking animated. Okay.
Michael Keaton was my first exposure to Batman. As far as, like, not in a comic book. Was the 1989 movie I had on VHS. That was my first Batman. My biggest exposure was the animated series, but I grew up in that generation. I was born in 1983. So the show only went from 1966 to 1968. Yeah. The show only did two seasons. So we're talking 20-plus years of syndication. I'm still seeing this show on a daily basis on Star 64, I think it was what it's called now. It used to be WGN, the channel out of Chicago.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they used to loop that and play it. In syndication, the old Batman show, which Adam West was so great about the fact that like he was in on the joke. like the character of Bruce Wayne, the character of Batman, was almost the most, the guy who took it way too seriously in the room. But Adam West was totally in on the joke, and he kind of played that off with the character. You know, one of my favorite moments of all time with Adam West was in the movie, the Batman movie they made, the full length feature film.
The 1966.
Either way, I always just refer to that entire period as 66 because that's a like Batman 66. But that was a story where all the villains get together: Joker, Riddler, Catwoman, Penguin, and long drawn out plot where basically they dehydrate the UN leaders into powder is their ultimate goal.
Really?
I don't understand how that equals domination. Gotcha. It's more just kind of to cause chaos, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's a great scene where he has he's got a bomb he's got to get rid of, and he's running, and he runs down a beach, and he runs down a boardwalk. He runs in one direction, and there's kids playing, so he turns around. And the bomb is like the old school, the big comedic bomb with the fuse sticking out of it, you know, that's sparking and hissing. Yeah, yeah. And he runs, and he sees the kids, turns, runs the other way. He runs, he sees nuns, turns, runs the other way. He runs, and sees a family with a dog.
Yes.
Turns, runs toward the end of the pier to throw it in the water. There's ducklings playing in the water right where he was going to throw the bomb. He casually, calmly looks at the camera and says the one line that was always, it epitomizes Adam West. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
That sounds like something. That's perfect.
Those are words to live by. But what's great is the city of LA actually announced today they are going to be shining the bat signal above Los Angeles.
I saw that. That's really cool.
Mayor Eric Garcetti announced the fitting tribute to the character best known for his role as Batman in the 1960s TV series in a Wednesday night tweet. Join us at City Hall to pay tribute to Hollywood legend Adam West and light the bat signal for the hashtag Bright Night.
That's awesome.
Because Batman always had that thing of being the Dark Knight and Adam West being the more...
Yeah.
Not even comedic, just more lighthearted version. Just kind of got that name, The Light Knight.
This is interesting to me. Like, when you said that
Bright
show
Knight, I'm sorry, Bright
only
Knight.
Ran from 66 to 68, but it's been in syndication all this time. I mean, you got to think about that for a second. Like, nowadays, if you have a show that runs for 2 years, like a sitcom or something,
you're considered nothing.
No. If a show goes for 2 years and you have a sitcom, like a Modern Family, or let's take your Flash, or yeah, any super show, how many episodes do they put out in 2 years?
About 40.
They did 120 episodes from 66 to 68.
Oh yeah,
man! It's crazy. Like, shows, dude, just didn't stop.
It was a weekly show all year long.
There were no seasons back then. Where, okay, well, it's the off season.
There was
a few months without the show. Like, it's crazy to see that. Like, and apparently he was Mayor West for more than 100 episodes in Family Guy as well, which is just, I mean, yeah, he was a big part there. And I'm curious to see. I don't think they'll replace him after reading that tweet from Seth MacFarlane.
You think there's no other mayor?
The last line that he used, I mean, if you would have said you're irreplaceable in the middle and then said some other nice things, but the final thing that Seth MacFarlane said in his tweet about, like, thank you, the mayor, and everything, but the last line was you are irreplaceable. I would imagine that we're not going to see another mayor character.
You could totally write that show without ever referencing the mayor.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he was a big part of it, though. It was a bit,
but because it was Adam West,
because
the mayor was the fact that he's mayor is not essential to most of those stories.
No, he was hysterical. The amount of stuff.
It was the fact that he was Adam West.
Fun little fact here: the first thing he ever acted in was in 1954 to 55, the Philco Goodyear Television Playhouse.
He was in a Nesquik commercial as well. That's one of the things he was.
Something called Voodoo Island. He was radio operator number 4 at the weather station. Yeah. He played, it was a funny thing that said, as well as Val Kilmer, they both played Doc Holliday and Batman. Because, yeah, he was Doc Holliday in the Colt 45 television series in 1959.
Well, he was in multiple versions of Batman as well, because he was in the animated series.
But not as Batman,
no,
correct?
No, he played the voice of the Grey Ghost, who in that storyline of Batman, the Grey Ghost is the character who, when Bruce is a kid, he kind of molds into his vision of Batman, this dark, brooding, hiding in the shadows, very secretive character, the Grey Ghost. And he's voiced by Adam West.
That's awesome.
He was...
He did Batman Two-Face. What is this?
He did the
Batman versus Two-Face. Actually, that's in post-production right now.
Yeah.
There's a something coming, a video called Batman versus Two-Face that will be out. And wow. Batman Return of the Caped Crusaders.
That's where he... We talked about that. That's where him and Burt Ward came back to play Batman and Robin, and it was kind of a more of a tribute to that era. Ralph Garman from Hollywood Babylon actually writes a comic book. Wrote, I don't know if it's still going on, but he was writing a comic book that was that era of Batman, the Batman 1966 era.
He was Mayor Grange in the Batman TV series, 2004 to 2006.
Huh.
Did not know that.
2004 to 2006, there was a Batman TV series?
It says The Batman
TV series. Oh, that was a cartoon. That was this one where they kind of put this weird...
Yeah, he has a very weird look. It's a very, like, alien head. Like, if you look at this picture right here, Batman looks like one of the grays almost, the way his eyes go up to the side.
Yeah, it's very anime...
Who played Batman?
...looking. Like, it's very angular. Like, the Joker has no shoes on, dreadlocks, and hops around
Bruce
like a monkey.
Wayne was played by someone named Reno Romano.
Reno Romano? Yeah. I have no idea who that is.
I have no idea who that is either.
Yeah, but yeah, that show, The Batman, was a short-lived Batman cartoon. I think it went a little bit too far in with the freedom of how the characters could look to where most people were like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This Joker... The Joker looked like, I don't know, he had dreadlocks and squatted around and was barefoot.
There's so many shows that he's made appearances in, like King of Queens, for example, 30 Rock, Family Guy, as we said, where he just appears as Adam West, just Adam West himself, like, no... In the Mullets TV series.
TV series?
It's called The Mullets. It was in 2004.
What the fuck is The Mullets?
I don't know. We should look into it.
Look that up. What is The Mullets? I'm going to guess he was in Family.
The Simpsons, where they had Batman. He played Batman in The Simpsons. Okay.
I'm going to guess The Mullets is a family of people who last name Mullet. Not necessarily that have mullets.
Well... I would like to read you the description. It's a very short, quick description. It's all about business in the front, party in the back when it comes to the Mullet Brothers, two siblings who sport the same haircut but are actually very different from one another. What'll happen Thursdays at 6? No, I don't know.
It's like that's what kind of they have the same haircut, but they're different people.
The same
How
haircut.
Is that a fucking TV show?
Look at the logo here. Hold on. It's a dude with a mullet and a mustache and a dude with a mullet and aviators.
What channel was this?
It had one season.
No shit.
They did 11 episodes total.
How many aired? I bet you they all didn't even make air.
You were right, though.
What?
Their names are Dwayne and Denny Mullet.
And they have mullets.
And they have mullets.
Their name is Mullet.
And they have mullets.
And they have mullets. Oh. And the show's called The Mullets. What channel was this on?
I will start researching.
The Mullets. I just couldn't imagine, like, how...
Oh, my God. One of the two guys was... who plays It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the homeless guy, Rickety Cricket. One of the two Mullet brothers is Rickety Cricket from It's Always Sunny. Who's the other one?
Rickety Cricket.
You remember?
I'm just
Rickety
saying,
Cricket?
How do you walk into a room and propose this television show? You go, okay, here's what I got. These two guys,
dude, they got worse shit than that out there.
Got mullets, name Mullet. We'll call it The Mullets. What do? They're different. What do you mean? They have the same haircut, but they're different people. Wait, so they get in adventures. Like, what are they going to do? What's an asteroid going to land in the backyard? And they decide, like, what are you going to do?
The other Mullet brother is played by a guy who you'd recognize him if you saw him, but he was one of the asshole cops opposite the cops in Super Troopers.
Huh.
The blonde hair crew cut one with the mustache.
Yeah.
But... Oh. So yeah, it's pretty funny. So we got on to Mullets.
So The Mullets is a television show that lasted.
They had
11
episodes.
What station?
I will look into that.
Who ran The Mullets?
Well, my thing is,
who said yes? Who the fuck was like, sure, yeah, I'll put that on.
My thing is, they only had 11 episodes, but Adam West was featured as himself in one of them.
Well, yeah, because he's Adam West. That was his charity for that year.
The Mullets is an American sitcom that was created by producers Bill Oakley and Josh Weinstein. It first aired on UPN in October of 2003 and was canceled the following November due to it was canceled in November due to poor reception. It was canceled in a month. They just had the other episodes already filmed, apparently. The Mullets are blue-collar... Oh, wait a second. Listen to this.
Wait, here's the description. Here's it for everyone listening. This is if you're just tuning in...
The Mullets.
Which I don't know why you'd be tuning in, because it's a podcast and it starts from the beginning.
Unless you're an Adam West hater and you skipped all that, because we're about to go back to him, because Adam West was...
If you're an Adam West hater, unsubscribe. Okay, here's a description of the television show on UPN called The Mullets. Take it away, Brendan.
Their mom was played by Lonnie Anderson, who was Mandy Mullet.
Oh, my fucking God. Mandy... Wait!
Hang on.
Wait!
Hang on.
Wait! Wait, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mandy Mullet? Mandy Mullet hyphen Hedeker. It was Mandy Mullet Hedeker.
Mullet Hedeker?
Yep. And then John O'Hurley was her husband, Roger Hedeker. And then... Okay, so anyway, The Mullets are blue-collar...
Oh, so there was like a stepdad scenario
You're
involved,
gonna hate this
too.
Description.
Oh, no. Wait. First off, so there was a stepdad.
Oh, I don't know.
It wasn't
know.
Even
it
like a happy
Roger
family.
Roger Hedeker. Yeah, he's not
a mullet. Yeah, if it's a hyphenated name, yeah, they have the last name of the mom, that means that's a stepdad.
Yeah,
that means there's probably like some country like, yeah, my real father, you just put your dick in my mom.
Wow.
All right, read the description about putting dick in the mom.
The dad, or that stepdad was played by John O'Hurley, who was John Peterman in Seinfeld.
Oh.
Yeah. So there you go.
So is he the sophisticated... He was probably the odd man out, like the sophisticated person in the land.
You'll find out if I can do the fucking intro for
it. Do it. Go ahead. Explain the mullets.
You wanted to know. I just find it funny that they said the mullets are blue-collar, wrestling-loving, yes. Lighthearted,
yes.
Optimistic brothers who don the hairstyle that bears their surname. The brothers sport identical mullets and have different personalities. One's a loud, in-your-face demeanor, while the other's quieter, more thoughtful, easygoing mullet. Oh, my God.
Is this like a Jedi thing? Like, you must grow a mullet. The brothers earn your last name. You want to be in this family, you have to have a mullet for 5 years.
We dream of better futures, but our fantasies are out of step with reality. Their mother, Mandy Mullet.
Is that a
Hedeker,
quote? Whoa.
That's what it says. The brothers live life to the fullest while dreaming of bigger and better futures, though their fantasies are out of step with their reality.
It says out of step with their reality? That's way too wordy for anybody who's interested in watching The Mullets.
And you were correct. Their mother, Mandy Mullet Hedeker, is a warm maternal type who couldn't be more proud of her offspring. She's recently married Roger Hedeker, a clean-cut game show host who is the polar opposite of the boys and their mother. How did this not work?
Game show host?
How did this not work? I'm kind of into this.
Right.
Rickety Cricket, the other dick from Super Troopers, Lonnie Anderson, and fucking Seinfeld Peterman.
You got two mulleted Super Ninja Jedi kids, a fucking slut mom, and you got the fucking British proper dad. Are you fucking kidding me?
You could have made it on Fox, but you got fucked by being on UPN.
Right? Like, that shit could have been hype on
been
Fox.
We'd still be talking about the mullets.
You put that on
their
Fox.
And their cousins, the rat tails. Did you ever know anybody with a rat tail? That's the stupidest haircut.
Oh.
I want a skinny-ass braid that just comes down my neck.
Why? But, like...
My neck should have a French braid.
When you see the little kids where it's, like, that buzz cut... With the long ass rat tail, you're like, do you know the parents that give their whose kids have a rat tail?
You better be a soccer player.
No, they better be doing it themselves. Who walks into a proper barber shop or a fucking hair salon and goes,
"Damn it,
just hold this part, hold this part down, and then shave everything else, but leave this really long piece in the back."
We're saving that. It's where he gets his strength.
This is the Samson line right here. This is the Samson braid.
Well, fuck you, UPN. The Mullets lasted 11 episodes, but they got Adam West on there, and Adam West was on the Mullets, and that's what led us to the Mullets. And
so, yeah.
Probably the best thing that ever happened to the Mullets was having Adam West on there.
It's probably
he was
the
probably the
best thing
that happened
to a lot of things.
I was going to say the same damn thing. We're on the same page.
He was probably one of those first, like, super suave motherfuckers on, like, real unpopular television. Like, he was fucking Batman. He was Adam West. His character was he was a millionaire who was also a superhero. And that Batman didn't go through a lot of loss. Like, this wasn't Dark Knight Rises Batman. This wasn't the Batman who had, like, the girlfriend died. The city has been blown to pieces. The Joker's killed a bunch of people. You had to go up in the mountain and pick the blue flower and hang out with Liam Neeson. You know, it was none of that. It was, he was just like a fucking millionaire with a cool ass fucking house and a fucking elevator pole. Did you ever see the episode where the Joker accidentally breaks into Wayne Manor and finds the pole and goes down, and then Alfred catches it in time and hits the reverse and it goes all the way up?
No.
And the Joker gets caught in the ceiling just in time for Batman and Robin to come in.
I did not see that at all.
There's a lot of cool antics with the pole that they would do. We'll be right back to this episode of Highly Opinionated, but first, I want to talk to you about our longest-running sponsor, HeadShrinkersPress.com. Go now to HeadShrinkersPress and use our promo code HIGHLY, H-I-G-H-L-Y, all in caps, to get 3 free comic book downloads. Also, if you're in Cincinnati, Ohio, July 8th, go to Time Warp Comics and Cards at the Eastgate Mall from 12 to 6, because the guys from HeadShrinkers are going to be hanging out. Go now to HeadShrinkersPress.com, use the promo code HIGHLY, and get your free shit.
What the fuck are you eating?
Check this out.
Captain Crunch. No, Captain's Sprinkled Donut Crunch. Crunch on the go. What is this, just basically eat cereal without milk?
Yeah, it's just a pouch of cereal. It's Captain Crunch.
Cheerios with sprinkles.
Sprinkled Donut Crunch. No, taste it. It tastes like a donut.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right? Okay. It's like a little mini...
Well, we fucked up. They don't want to hear us eat.
It's like a little mini glazed donut. But it's like cereal.
Nice.
So, like, when I was a kid, I'd eat a ton of cereal. Like, that was my jam. Because I was a latchkey kid growing up.
Cereal's where, still my jam.
Well, like, my mom worked, like, a normal job and then a secondary job. So she wouldn't get home until, like, 8 o'clock at night most nights. So I was on my own a lot. So, you know, let my get home from school and be like, fuck real food. I was by myself. I was like, fuck real food. Eat cereal. Like, I had a weird thing with all, like, a Yummy Mummy, Fruit Brute. I didn't like Count Chocula. But, you know, like, the monster cereals, like Fruit Brute, Yummy Mummy, Booberry.
Booberry, yeah. Frankenberry.
Fruit Brute. Frankenberry, yeah.
I don't like any chocolate cereal.
I don't like
chocolate.
It depends.
I'm very picky with those.
It has
cereals.
To be. Like,
there's very few.
I can do Reese Puffs.
Okay.
But that's going to just taste like a Reese cup. Here, have some of these.
No, I don't need any more. I'm good on those right now.
What cereal did you eat as a kid?
I am a Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms.
In case you can't tell, I got the munchies right now, too. So
Frosted Flakes, Lucky Charms. Yeah, you already ate a bowl of those. Fucking peanut butter cereal.
Yeah,
upstairs.
I ate a bowl of Reese Puffs earlier, and now I'm sitting here, I'm like, I'm going to eat one.
And then what are we doing in a little bit?
We're having taco night.
Right.
We're just going to eat and smoke weed.
Why are you so... I don't know what you're talking about. We do not.
You're so worried about people, like, hearing that we smoke weed. We're from parts unknown. Even though we've called out where we are on this podcast many, many times. Everyone always asks me...
Pipe tobacco is vicious.
Well, people are like... People anyway. Are like always asking me, like, are you ever worried about saying that on the show? I'm like, not really. Nobody's worried about us. I'm not on somebody's... I don't think we're on anybody's radar.
Great. Now we are.
Now we are. I just put us on radar.
Dick.
Oh.
What the fuck are you doing?
It's Eyes Wide Shut. You ever seen that movie?
I wish my ears were wide shut.
Like, half the soundtrack is just Gregorian chanting. Like,
I'm glad Enigma still has something to do. Jesus.
Weren't they also the sail away,
that was Enya.
That was Enya?
Yeah.
Enigma. Who was Enigma?
San Dima. And what was that? They had so many different.
I love the one
Enigma sadness, but
oh man, Enigma.
You don't remember Enigma?
No.
Let's see if I can cue some of that up. What are you drinking over there? It's so dark.
This is a Innis and Gunn oak aged beer. It's a hopped bourbon cask ale. It's like 7.4%.
7.4. Yeah, it's not too bad.
7%. No.
How is it?
It's dark. It's real syrupy.
Real syrupy.
7.4. It's real syrupy. It's good though. It's not bad. Oh.
Hang on.
What? Whoa. Whoa. It's the Undertaker. Ooh.
You don't remember this?
Wait. I think I remember this. Hold on. Whoa. This is sexy. Wait. Waiting for it.
I thought you would know this.
Dude, wait, does actual lyrics come in ever? Or is it just all
kind
that?
Of.
Is it all just...
There you go.
What the fuck?
This shit was great.
In nomine, I heard In nomine Patre. What?
There's some Latin in there for sure. And then this is the voice that comes in as just... It's some girl. But they had, I actually had their album. You know, I used it for magic stuff back in the day. Yeah, Enigma. Not Enya.
Enya was Sail Away.
We'll have to cut some of this out. Where is she? Okay, well, this sucks. I can't find it.
Whoa.
Anyway,
that's if like 50 Shades of Grey came out in like 1989. That would be the soundtrack. No, the Eyes Wide Shut soundtrack was just like half of it's just. All
right.
What are you drinking?
I don't know. You gave it to me. What do I got here? Clown Shoes?
That's the brewery, Clown Shoes.
Clown Shoes beer. Where are they from? Where's Clown Shoes at? Clown Shoes. Ipswich, Massachusetts.
Ipswich. Read the Ipswich. Top. The logo on the top is what sold me.
Our mission to produce beer without pretension while being free and a little crazy. All right.
It's good.
It's not bad.
It's good. No, Hoppy Paleo.
Neat.
Hoppy Paleo.
How do you feel about taking baths with people?
Wait. Wait. What?
Like community bath.
How do you think I feel about a community bath?
Exactly what
you answer that. You answer that question first.
Japanese bath. Wait. What if I told you you could learn something while you were naked with all these people?
Oh, I'd learn plenty. They would learn stuff too. They'd be like, "What happened to him?"
Japanese bathhouse now offering naked school to lure bathers.
Wait.
Japan has a dying tradition of communal baths. I don't know if you've ever seen all the bathhouses. They do a lot of prank shows in them. Like, it's amazing how many prank shows you see that happen to Japanese people while they're naked. I feel like
they'd
be
like a major... It seems like you just go there to get a handy.
Right. It's not that type of bathhouse.
I'm going to go bathe with people. I'm going to go be naked in a water.
During one recent session of the naked school at the bathhouse...
Is it called the naked school?
Oh, yeah. Quote, naked school.
Naked
they started
school.
This.
Basically,
Tadashi Manayama... A 37-year-old architect said, I think young people would be interested and come back to communal baths if they knew these kind of classes were offered here.
What do they teach?
Young people have stopped going to these communal baths because most homes have modern bathrooms. I want to give them a reason to visit us by offering an odd event like school. In its heyday, more than 500 people bathe daily at these bathhouses. Today, it's around 100. That's like just going to like, it's like going to a fucking water park naked.
I mean,
for $4,
you're kind of naked anyway because nobody's swimsuit's like air watertight.
Ugh.
So really, the water has everyone's junk in it anyway. Think about it.
These classes actually.
Do they teach?
This last month, bathers learned about traditional comedy. While the topic for March will be the public bath industry. Looking ahead to June, they will learn how to deal...
Hold on. Wait. The first one was comedy. Like, hey, this is George Carlin. He's funny. And then the next one was the bath industry.
Actually, the first one, nine men sat around and listened to an expert on the ancient board game of Go.
Go.
I guess.
Okay.
We'll have to look into that.
Ancient board game of Go.
June will be how to deal with the local problem of stray cats. just want to sit around in
a
bath.
So, like, this is their crude attempt at a YMCA.
Can you take a community bubble bath? That might be more fun. And
what if you were the dude that showed up with a bottle of Mr. Bubble? How mad would they get if you were just like, this is how I bathe? Like, are you actually, like...
community bath.
Is it like a shower at a gym? Do you just do you bring your own? Like, I brought my soap and my loofah. Or do they provide? Do you have to use certain things?
Well, I don't want to use somebody else's loofah.
No, but like a hotel, like
why
a one-time
does this loofah
use.
Have a hole in it?
Like a one-time use.
I don't know.
Ew, you don't put a hole in a loofah and fuck it.
I don't think so. Who would want to do that? It's like sandpaper sex.
Okay, so they teach you about stray cats. They teach you about...
a board game named Go.
A board game.
Yep.
The bath industry.
The bath industry.
And comedy. And George Carlin.
So far. Anybody who has something to teach, they said, can come out and teach.
Oh, so it's like a gross, weird, like
community, like teaching, like...
It's like a co-op. It's like a naked, wet co-op. If you want to be part of it, you got to come talk about your favorite thing. I like raspberries.
Naked, wet co-op.
That's John just... likes raspberries.
Ugh.
I can paint with my toes. Oh, Mary can paint with her toes.
And that's why the water's got paint in it.
Jesus.
So anyway, yeah, that was one of the more disturbing things
communal bath
found recently that I thought was pretty interesting.
I used to, when I worked at the YMCA, that was my biggest problem, was the public shower thing.
Yeah.
Although I didn't work in the water. Like, I wasn't a lifeguard or anything. I wouldn't get in the pool. I wouldn't get in the pool. Oh, I would take the kids, and the kids would get in the pool, and I was a camp counselor, so I would just kind of, like, hang out and, like, stand there on the side while the kids swam.
Yeah, I always was in the pool. I loved to swim.
I always ended up working the little pizza shack. The little...
snack shack.
The snack shack.
Yep.
Which is funny, like, healthy, swimming, all this... microwave pizzas.
I got electrocuted in a snack shack.
You got electrocuted in a snack shack? What is this? What is this? An episode of King of the Hill? What the fuck happened?
Actually, okay. You might even remember. Do you remember, okay, the actual snack shack at the outdoor pool with the YMCA you and I both worked at?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
There was a tall metal, like, was it a smoothie machine or was it like an icy machine?
Oh, no, it was a slush puppy dispenser.
Slush puppy dispenser to the right.
Yeah, it was a slush
puppy
machine.
And it was all metal.
Yeah.
I went in there dripping wet, puddle on the floor, and leaned against this thing to talk to the girl that was in there.
Oh, no.
I woke up on the ground with people over me.
What?
It knocked me backwards. Yeah. And then they took that machine and had to get some repairs to it. But there was a short in it, and it surged. I remember the surge. It was weird. It was like a ripple, like when you hold somebody's hand and you do like the wave where they put their arm up and you kind of do that little wave. It felt like a wave through my body for a second. And then the next thing I know, there's
like
someone
it started
over
from
me.
One side and shot to the other
side. I was
mostly
embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
And when you wake up and you're unconscious, you wonder if you pissed your pants, but you're already in trunks and you hope not. Like, it's like, did I piss? Like, what the? I'm laying in a wet spot. Oh, okay, good. I was just in the pool.
I've only passed out in public like twice that I can remember.
Alcohol related or not?
One, no. Well, one was drinking when I was sick. So
I thought you were about
to
say six.
No. Drinking when I was like ill. Like, you know, I had the flu and drank, and the combo made me pass out in a bar. And I woke up to myself farting. Apparently, as soon as I passed out, I just started farting. As I woke up, I was like, I wake up, I was like, it smells like I shit my pants.
Hey, and, what?
So it wakes me up.
Yeah.
Right. I'm up.
There was a great Family Guy. It was something about Brian being confused. Like, this is more confusing than when you farted and woke yourself up. And somewhere he went, and then woke up like, huh? Who did it? I don't know what's going on, but stop it.
So yeah, I woke up farting, just farting. A buddy of mine's like slapping me in the face, trying to wake me up.
Really hope he's not just shitting his pants right now.
I wake up, I sit up, and I'm like, "Whoa, what happened? What happened? What happened?" Like, you've been farting for 10 minutes.
Yeah, that's... And the other time you passed out?
Got hit in the head. I was at a concert and got...
Did you deserve kicked. It?
No. The crowd surfer just... The dude crowd surfing. His head just... Or his foot just swung and hit me in the head.
Oh, man.
I passed out. They pulled me over the front rail. I woke up.
That would suck.
On the other side of the barrier. It's actually at a Killswitch Engage concert.
Yeah, I think.
Yep. But yeah, it was at a Killswitch Engage concert.
Nice. Our friends from Killswitch there. I just want you to see this right now. So yeah, this is a big... There you go. We got a bunch of people on the hill. This is in Cotswolds, England. They're going to roll a piece of cheese down the hill. Now, this hill is so steep.
What the fuck?
They climb... These now.
Hold on, this is actually a thing. They're rolling a wheel of cheese.
The annual cheese rolling competition. Is it and they're just... Look at the dudes just fall... Oh, shit!
Is it for distance or speed? Oh, whoa.
They're not...
You gotta turn your
light. The object is to capture the cheese. Be the guy who gets down the hill the fastest. Some guys just throw their bodies as hard as they can. Now, the best part is...
What the
fuck? Now, the best part is...
Okay. So describe what I'm looking at. Basically, imagine,
a bunch
like,
of people falling down a steep hill.
A hill. Basically, a grass ski slope. Like a ski hill. Like skiing downhill. Like downhill skiing. Like that kind of an angle, but grass. And
very
at the top,
steep.
Very steep. At the top, people have rolls of cheese. Cheese wheels.
Yeah, they roll a big wheel
of cheese.
And I
guess, is it like two-man teams or something like that? Like catch your partner has to catch the wheel of cheese that you throw? That you roll?
No. One of them gets rolled down. Here's another
right.
one here.
Right.
One of them gets rolled down, and they climb up this hill. Way it takes, like, it's crazy watching this whole part where they climb and stuff. It's called somebody labeled it the world's stupidest competition. People will climb this hill just to watch this thing happen. Now, the best part of it to me, now, you're coming tearing ass down this hill so fast that you're out of control. People's bodies are just flailing and falling. But the best part about it is, at the bottom of the hill, all those guys in the stripes...
Looks like rugby.
They have a rugby team there that can tackle.
So it
is
a rugby
team.
And
lay you out at the
bottom.
Oh,
so the tacklers don't work for any specific team.
They're just basically stopping you from getting...
They're like the dudes on the other side of the wall at American Gladiators, when you're like, go through the right foam door, go through the right foam door, don't get hit with the shield.
Yeah, technically that's how they're saving you.
Did you ever watch American Gladiators?
Oh, I loved American Gladiators. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love that shit growing up. That was so fucked
up. And then International.
International
Gladiators.
It was
yeah.
Nerf Wars. I never saw that one.
International
Gladiators?
Oh, yeah. They did some of the new events, all the ones that happened, like, in England. They had, like, a German gladiator, an English gladiator, and they took games from each country's American
gladiators. Did they have
names American
like ours did? Like, Lightning.
I think the German one was
Venom.
Wolf.
Wolf?
Wolf was the German one.
I
watched
do,
these
they had
quick,
they
sorry.
Had a dude on the American Gladiators called Wolf.
Yeah.
With the one, the Hulk Hogan one. Remember the Hulk Hogan one that existed for, like, two seasons or one season?
I think so, yeah.
It was like a reboot that he was the host of.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Right in the cheese wheel.
He's apparently like a multi-time champion of catching the cheese wheel, this guy.
Wait, so what do you win?
I don't know. Like,
what happens
I'm sure
to the
there's
cheese?
Some weird money
I bet that's
prize.
Expensive cheese. I bet the cheese that won the race is probably really expensive cheese.
It's just slide down or throw your body, however, or just... Oh, my God. It's absolutely absurd. Oh, jeez. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, look
he
up...
He gets really bored when there's no soccer game.
I really do.
I need competition.
I really do.
Cheese wheel!
Cheese wheel rolling.
Cheese wheel.
It's crazy, but hopefully it's some good cheese. That's some Parm.
Some Parmigiano
some
Reggiano.
Parm.
There's this cheese that I love. It's really expensive, though. It's like $7 for, like, a piece, which, whatever. Man.
What is it?
It's a Asiago, or no, it's like a Asiago cheddar.
Asiago?
But it's got espresso powder rubbed on the outside of it.
Well,
it's coffee
your
cheese.
Your cheese is pretentious.
It's coffee cheese. It's coffee cheese. It's my. It's like coffee everything. You saw me today. I had a lot of coffee.
You did have a lot of coffee. You had coffee from the brewery. And the brewery provided better coffee than, or well,
dude, as soon as we hung out, I wanted to get a cup of coffee. I was like, well, the brewery has nitro cold brew coffee. Tight, I'll go get one of those. I go in, I literally walk up, hi, I'd like a nitro coffee, please. $5. I hand her $5. She literally goes back, pow, pours that shit right in, hands it to me with a lid and a straw. $5, bam. I'm back in your car in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. It was he basically
faster
poured your coffee.
Any coffee shop I've ever been to. Like, the fucking, you want a cup of coffee, go to a brewery with coffee. Their job is to get you in and out quick anyway. Like,
yeah, get the hell out of our way.
Serve. Holy fucking shit. And then I got like a larger cold brew later. And I had coffee when you showed up today.
Yeah, you got way too much caffeine. But then again, the way I drink and
love it,
Coke and stuff like that. So it's kind of the same, I guess. Mm-hmm. Lots of caffeine.
So you don't drink coffee?
Nope, not at all.
No.
Ever? I did when I was like a kid doing like sleepovers or something because I thought it would make me stay up. But it really wasn't that great. I don't know. I don't know why I don't like it. I don't like the idea of hot drinks in the summer and cold drinks in the winter. Like, don't get me a fucking shake in the winter. It makes no sense. People who are drinking hot coffee in the summer, like maybe like iced coffee, sure, but the fuck kind of masochist, like bullshit. I'm gonna have an 89 degree drink in an 89 degree weather. Like, I don't even fucking know. It makes no sense. Like, if you're eating ice cream in the winter and you're wearing a jacket, don't fucking tell me you're cold. I'm gonna knock the fucking ice cream out of your goddamn hand.
Make sure around Brendan you have temperature appropriate.
It makes no sense.
I drink coffee every morning, no matter what the temperature is outside.
It's still not midday hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Oh, my God.
I put a whole bag of jelly beans up my ass.
Okay.
That's my new thing. That actually was sent to me by a buddy of mine.
That should be a notification on a phone. That's so good.
That should be my cell phone ringtone.
That should be your Dirk, Dirk, Dirk.
I put a whole bag.
Up my ass.
Mrs. Butterworth, why do you taste so good? Hashtag jelly bean.
Oh, God, that's horrible.
Hashtag Butterworth.
Hashtag Butterworth.
Yeah. So what do you got, bub?
I got some...
We both talked at the same time, and it got real awkward, for a split second.
I found some weird laws.
A law.
But not... We did the whole thing where we were talking about laws.
Yeah, we did that in the live show. We talked about state laws and bizarre laws.
I found some things that were interesting that, like, if you're an American going overseas in certain countries that you are not allowed to do, they are the 10 weird foreign laws that you may not know that
really
can get you in trouble on your world travels. So for you world travelers.
The international fans.
And if we're wrong, let us know. And if there's a stupid law next to you and you're international, let us know.
Yes,
St. Mark's, Venice is our first one here.
Ooh.
It's illegal to do something in St. Mark's Square in Venice. This practice was outlawed in 2008, much to the dismay of the seed vendors because of the historical buildings that were being the brunt of the poopy. You are no longer allowed to feed pigeons.
Aww.
No feeding pigeons in St. Mark's Square. You're not allowed to run out of gas in Germany.
What do you mean?
More precisely, it's forbidden, or it says verboten, to stop on the nation's fast-paced autobahns, where German motorists tend to get all... It says they get all Pfaffenugen behind the wheel.
Pfaffenugen.
But anyway, you cannot. It's illegal to stop on the Autobahn. So if you run out of gas, you're going to be in trouble. You can't drive while wearing flip-flops in Spain. If
what
there's
do you
somewhere
mean?
I want to wear flip-flops, it's in fucking Spain.
Yeah, I'm wearing flip-flops right now.
It's also illegal to drive with groceries on the back seat of a convertible.
Where?
I don't know
Spain?
Why. Spain, yeah. Yep.
The backseat convertible groceries.
Maybe something blows out of the bag and hits a car behind you, maybe, and
well,
it fly
if
out.
Enough thing, it had to happen enough times for them to make it a
make
law.
Make a law.
Or one really bad time. Like 10 people die. 10 people die from flying cucumber. Like it gets caught in the front grill of a bus and the dude freaks out and flips
something
the bus.
Weird. Yeah, something odd. Like
something
that
had to happen for that law to be created about you can't put your produce or your not just produce. It could have been a thing of diapers that could have smacked a windshield and killed a dad who just had the baby seat in the back with the baby.
That went well for you. Good job.
Something had to happen. God damn it.
You can't spit in public in Barcelona. Also Spain.
Really?
Yep, for the beauty, I guess. Wear high heels at any Greek archaeological sites.
Probably because they don't want you to poke holes
in
the
there's
thing.
Apparently a very delicate skin on these antiques. In 2008, this became banned.
Yeah, I could totally understand
Can't
that.
Drive in Scandinavia during the daylight without headlights switched on.
Yeah.
The reason behind the law is sound. Daylight hours are very limited during those long northern winters. You can't chew gum in Singapore.
Really?
Yeah, they're very like. Do you remember when that kid got caned in Singapore? Yeah,
what did he do again?
I remember people back then were talking. He was defacing some cars, or he did some vandalism.
Oh yeah, and they caned him.
But they said people could get caned back then for chewing gum, and I'm like, why the hell? And apparently, they have the most immaculate city streets. Like you could eat off of them. There's no. They don't want gum on the streets. They don't want it stuck anywhere. So yeah, no chewing gum in Singapore. It has resisted occasional calls to revoke the ban. Even though medically therapeutic gum is okay.
Medically therapeutic gum?
What's medically therapeutic gum?
Nicorette.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Probably Nicorette. Or, like, I don't know. What are the things come in gum? Gum form. Like, I mean, I guess you can make any drug in gum form. Ooh, where's my weed gum?
My weed gum.
Weed gum.
Don't eat during Ramadan in the United Arab Emirates. Next time you're there, Mike.
I don't know what Ramadan is. I know it's a thing. I know people celebrate it. I don't know what it is.
Go ahead and get yourself a little Google going.
I don't
there.
Know. I'm going to look up. What is all right.
You can't pee in the ocean in Portugal. How are they going to catch you on that? How are they going to catch you pee in the ocean? They have an underwater pee checker?
Wait. Can't pee in the ocean.
Can't
where?
Pee in the ocean in Portugal.
How do they know?
Exactly. It says no word on whether anyone has actually gotten busted for this. And then the last one.
Oh, no.
You can't step on currency in Thailand. You can't step on the money.
What do you mean?
If you you can't accidentally stand on any, don't step on any money. Do you have any idea why that would be?
Because in what country?
Thailand.
Because it probably has a god or a leader's face on it.
Exactly. There's got to be a picture of the king of Thailand. Defaming, insulting, threatening anything to the royal family is illegal, and so is stepping on paper currency that bears their face.
Okay.
We got on Ramadan.
Ramadan. Ramadan also Romanized as Ramazan, Ramadan, or Ramathon, is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar and is observed by Muslims worldwide as a month of fasting called Sawm, S-A-W-M, to commemorate the first revelation of the Quran to Muhammad according to Islamic belief.
Well, there you go. Well, this is fucking educational here.
When did the holy month start? How long did festival last? And how long did the Muslims fast? Hold on. The festival falls in the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. Da-da-da. It started on May 27th and it finishes June 24th. Hmm. The Eid celebration, which is to be held on June 25th, marks the end of the Ramadan fasting and the start of the next month, Shawwal. S-H-A-W-W-A-L. Shawwal. Ramadan change. So is it celebrated? Oh, okay. Here. Many will recite the Quran just before sunset and the start of their feasting. Often people will donate money to charity during Ramadan and help to feed the hungry. And Muslims will also take the time to cut down on other vices such as gossiping, swearing, and fighting. Married couples refrain from sexual intercourse during the day. During the day? So you can still fuck at night?
No, I guess so.
How do Muslims fast during Ramadan? Okay. During Ramadan, Muslims practice Sawm, or fasting, from dawn to dusk, but are able to enjoy feasts in the evening. Oh, well, that's actually reasonable. That's even. Like, you can't eat all day long, but, like, you can feast at night.
Oh, well,
as soon as the sun goes down, you're golden.
Sometimes that's how I am. I have one big pig out meal and I'm good.
I have a feeling that, like, anyway, that morbid, that might also lean towards the concept of, like, work all day. Like, work and focus all day, and then at night, eat. Dedicated Muslims will refrain from eating or drinking throughout the entire day, with a single puff of a cigarette or sip of water considered enough to invalidate their efforts. The period is intended to bring religious followers closer to God and to remind them of people who are less fortunate.
Huh. We just learned some shit.
Well, that's why that's what happens when Muslims celebrate Ramadan.
There you go.
See, well, it's about helping people and looking at those less fortunate and donating to charity.
You guys just learned something. I found something great here because anybody who's been to maybe New York or Chicago, big cities, have you ever seen the escort cards?
Oh, I saw in Vegas. They were Vegas, all over the place. When I was in Vegas, they walk by. Women walk around and just pass them out, not even for themselves. It's not like these women walk around with their own card. There's companies.
Oh, wow.
That just walk around. Because I
think it's probably a temp job. What's your... like?
Well, I think it's like one company has like 10. Might have like 10 escorts. And they probably have people that go out and like advertise. Because it wouldn't be all the same. Like at one point, someone that I was in Vegas with just got a stack. And it was like all, it was a variety pack. It was like,
yeah, you gotta trade the love.
You gotta collect them all. It's like trading cards.
Yeah. Spread the love. A lot of different girls. She can all, if it was just one, there's gonna be a line.
Yeah.
Or she can take a few, anyway.
So the escort cards.
I found, these are 19th century pickup lines pulled from 19th century escort cards.
Oh, so like. The same concept, but they were a lot lower grade because it was the 1800s.
Like, not married, subject to change without notice.
What?
Yeah, right?
That's very vague.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
"'Tis balmy eve and gentles... Let me start over.
Yeah.
"'Tis balmy eve and gentle zephyrs blow with mildness seldom seen. I would like to go and see you safely to the garden gate."
What the fuck?
Which
that's
means...
So that's like,
hey, girl, you awake? Well,
like
fuck.
J.K. Rowling. That's like, yo, come fuck in the backyard.
"In this good old summertime, will you promise to be mine?" See, that one's creative.
It rhymed.
Yeah, there you
there
go.
There you go. Summer time, mine, kinda.
Yeah.
Please. So are these like on like these are on cards that were handed out the same way?
Well, they were probably just left around the city places, but
they're like posters or flyers, thumbtacked up on telephone poles.
This is don't mind the PDA. Let's see. It's "Please will you let me see you home from church next Sunday night? Don't mind what other people say."
Go ahead and be dirty. Bring it over here, motherfucker.
"Office hours 1 to 4 a.m. Huge Tit Lane, Squeezumberg."
No.
"Office hours 1 to 4, Huge Tit Lane, Squeezumberg."
Squeezumberg?
Yep.
I want to get an apartment in Squeezumberg.
"Consult me on spooning business. Special attention paid to
spooning
other fellow
business?
Girls."
Spooning business?
Yes. "Consult me on spooning business. Special attention paid to other fellow's girls."
Spooning leads to forking.
I just think it's pretty dick that, hey, I'll take your girl. Spooning leads to forking.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. "Office hours from 1 to 1. The second one is spelled like winning, W-O-N.
Oh.
"Office hours from 1 to 1. All my work guaranteed to bring results. No extra charge for night work."
Ew.
"Your coral lips were made to kiss, I stoutly will maintain, and day you say, my lovely miss, that aught was made in vain."
That is way too much work to put into a fuck card.
Right?
Fuck card. What the fuck? Like, god damn it, just say, dick, mouth.
How do you spell?
N-U-M-N-U-M-N-U-M.
"Not married and out for a good time." That's pretty simple.
I mean, that's like an ad. That's like a descriptive term. Not married, fun. Bring, come, C-U-M.
You know your brothel's shitty when their advertisement starts with, "Come see our new lamp."
Look at how much light we have in here now.
"Come see our new lamp."
Look at the lamp.
"You can turn it down so low that there is scarcely any light at all." Ooh, the dimming feature has come to the fuck scene.
Wait. So their big bragging point is, look at our new lamp that has a dim feature on it.
Yeah, "you can turn it down so low that there is scarcely any light at all."
That's fucked up.
I like this one. "Love made on short notice. Give me a trial before going elsewhere."
Sounds like a Phil Collins song.
"Give it a test drive, basically." Oh, my God. "I can feel you coming
in my end tonight."
I knew it was going to lead to this.
Hold on.
All right. Good God. Anything else gross you want to talk about? We good? Anything else gross happen?
Wait. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike, and I'm fired up to tell you about heelsandfaces.com. Heelsandfaces.com, motherfucker! Some of the coolest wrestling t-shirts you'll be able to find on the internet. And right now, you can log on to heelsandfaces.com and use our promo code highly opinionated and get 10% off. That's right. We're giving you 10% off at heelsandfaces.com. Join the ranks of Casey Spinelli, Velvet Jones, and all ego Ethan Page and tell the world, I feel like a heel. Log on to heelsandfaces.com now and show your colors.
Wait, I've got a bunch of
Wait.
Man,
what was? Say that one more time.
I've been cultivating gold lately, my friend.
Say that. Wait, say.
The man who played Barney the Dinosaur.
Yeah.
For 10 years, he now claims that he has psychic powers and practices tantra.
Wait. Hold on. I gotta unpack this entire sentence. Hold on.
Yep.
The man who played Barney.
I love you.
For 10 years. He played Barney for 10 years? For 10 years he was Barney.
You love
Or does that mean he practiced, or did he practice?
He wasn't this a 10-year-old stuff playing for 10 Barney.
Years? No, I'm saying, was he Barney for 10 years, or did he practice this for 10 years?
He played Barney the Dinosaur for 10 years.
He practices black magic.
I don't know if he practices black magic. What does this say? He practices psychic.
The psychic,
or he has psychic powers.
Yes, what powers? What can he do? Any fucks? I thought tantra is. Isn't that just Sting?
Well, no, there's like tantrous. Okay, he claims that he foresaw that he would play a dinosaur. There's a lot of psychic energy in my family, and there's a lot of clairvoyance. And at times with me, if I'm trying to figure out a situation, I'll dream about it. The night before my audition, I had a dream.
Wait! He dreamt of playing a dinosaur?
And in this dream, Barney passed out, and I had to give Barney mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
He made out with a dinosaur.
So on the way to the audition, I'm sitting at the stoplight, and something says, look up. So I look up at this billboard, and it says, breathe life into your vacation, Southwest Airlines. And then it hits me. I had to breathe life into Barney in my dream. If I go to the audition and breathe life into this character, I'm going to get to go on vacation. And that's what I did. Yeah, I don't even.
What?
Yeah, he dreamt of giving CPR to Barney.
I'm going to make out with a dinosaur. I'm going to go to Fort Lauderdale. And I'm going to put my feet in the sand.
To play a 70-pound dinosaur in a costume that temperatures would reach 120 degrees. I bet it smelled so bad in there.
And he had a fantasy about this?
He had a dream.
A fantasy.
A what? No, it was a dream.
That's so weird. Like, what kind of, like, so how do you walk into the audition and say, this is mine. I dreamt this. This is me. He just takes a suit off, lays it on the ground, starts making out with it.
Oh, God. I got to breathe life into him.
I'm Barney now.
And then he says,
I'm Barney now.
When he was 19, he started studying tantra, which a lot of people think is just about sex.
So was he the first Barney? Was it when they were creating Barney?
I have no idea. I didn't really pay too much attention to Barney.
It was one of those things, like, I was older, too old for it to be, like, a thing that I even looked twice at.
Yeah.
But I totally remember seeing it come around.
Oh, no, I remember there was a Barney out there.
There was, like, a pink girl, too, wasn't there?
There was a little green dinosaur as well.
Yeah, there was a couple. He had a couple little buddies and stuff, which was different from dinosaurs.
Buddies.
With dinosaurs. Which
that was a great fucking show.
It was basically The Simpsons with
if you go back,
dinosaurs.
I saw somebody do some side-by-sides with another show.
What show?
If you go back, it's Family Matters. It is Family Matters to a point. Like
is the
dad mainly is the dad and the mom are pretty much the reasons they're making that assumption. And like, I mean, there's not really an Urkel or anything, but
the baby
they
is
really
Urkel.
Act up.
The baby could be Urkel.
Baby was great.
What was were you more like Family Matters or were you more like Cosby Show? Were you more?
I loved Alf.
You like
that was my thing.
Yeah, we've talked about that. You like?
I would rush to get back from my Cub Scout meetings to see Alf on Monday night.
Oh my god!
Fuck off! There's a reason one of us doesn't hate nature.
You would?
It's because I was a Cub Scout.
You would?
And I didn't get raped.
Cub Scout meeting to see.
It wasn't really a Cub Scout meeting so much. I mean, maybe it was. One of my
was it planned?
I think like basically like, in the neighborhood there was a bunch of like I had a bunch of friends I grew up with, and we all have played like baseball and stuff in the neighborhood, and all of our dads hung out too. So like I think one of the dads was like Den Dad or whatever, and we would pretty much do Cub Scout shit while they played poker. I think like go make a hatchet. Daddy's got to gamble.
Oh, so it wasn't even like a legit like.
No, it definitely was. Like I still have my like badges and patches. I mean, I think he got legit certified.
Are they real badges? Do they stand up against other Boy Scout groups?
Well,
have you ever checked?
Yes.
You've checked?
I still have my handbook.
Okay. Did your dad just make a handbook?
No, there's a whole like I'm sure I've got the whole neckerchief and my little ring that went around it, and we had to go through the whole like bobcat blood drinking ceremony and everything, which was just tomato juice. And
I'm googling like
I know what it fucking looks like.
Do Boy Scouts wear a neckerchief?
I never became like a Weebolo or any of those things. Or a
the fuck is a Weebolo?
There was different levels. There's like Cub Scout. There was
I don't even need to Google anything anymore. What the fuck? Explain to me what's a Weebolo?
What's a Weebolo?
According to Wikipedia, Weblos is an acronym meaning We'll Be Loyal Scouts.
We'll be
According
loyal scouts.
According to the Bear Cub Scout Book of 1954, the name originally came from the initial letters of Wolf, Bear, Lion, Scout. The rank of Lion Cub Scout was dropped in 1967.
That's what it is.
We'll be loyal scouts. We blow.
We blow.
We blows?
We said we blow, but goddamn, if it's we blow, that was completely created for a different thing for those kids. God damn it, I am glad I never became a we blow.
Say we'll be loyal scouts. Where's the S?
Loyal?
We blow.
Oh, wait. We blow.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
I was saying the plural. We blows, those people.
Those the fuck do you mean,
hey,
those people?
I can say that. Those are my people. Those are I mean, no, I never became a Weeblo.
He can call him Weeblos. He's allowed to. He's one of them.
Weeblo hate.
He's half Weeblo.
I never became like the master. Like, what was that? There's Cub Scout, Boy Scout, and then Eagle Scout.
Grand
that's
Wizard.
Eagle Scout. That's Grand, the one where you don't get laid.
Imperial Dragon.
Imperial. Yeah.
Wait, that's a clan. Oh, yeah. Shit.
So your Cub Scouting involved dice with lots of sides on them, or just some kids sitting around smoking weed? What was yours?
I never really. I was a sit at home by myself, watch X-Men on TV. I would. I was a latchkey kid growing up, so like, I would get up. Mom would be about to walk out the door. You know, I'd grab some cereal. I would watch Power Rangers every fucking morning because I would always play like it was never new. It was like an old ass episode. Sit there and watch it. Grub. Go to school. I'm talking, this is like 10, 11, 12.
Gotcha.
You know, and then come back to the house after school and just sit by myself, mostly comic books. That was about it. Video games and comic books.
That pretty much covers it.
Yeah. That was until I was a teenager and started getting into music and smoking weed, and then kind of just went out into the world like a wild dog. It was a wild dog. It's a wild stone dog.
Jeez.
Yeah. High school's fucked up, dude.
It's a scary little place.
Yeah.
Speaking of fucked up school shit, actually, I have one for that. That's one of my favorite things. This is one of my favorite things I've found.
Oh, no.
So, see, now back in my day, this probably would have... In my day, this would have flown.
In the days of old...
No, this definitely wouldn't have flown. So a teacher in Dallas, who they later found out is a former Texans cheerleader, wanted to do a fun thing for her seventh
graders. One of my
graders.
Teachers growing up was a former Bengals cheerleader.
Nice.
Yeah. She was, yeah.
It's funny. My turn.
It was hard.
Anyway.
It was hard.
No, I'm just kidding. It was hard all day.
It made school hard.
Just school, huh?
People all gave right. her shit all the time.
So this seventh grader, these seventh graders... She wanted to do a fun activity, and you know how like you do your senior superlatives, like most likely to succeed and stuff like that?
Sure.
How sad was your school? Like, there was awards, like most likely something. So she made some fun fake awards.
I got hit with a pie. I did. They did this thing where like the younger kids got to nominate seniors to hit with a pie.
Really?
Yeah.
I dressed up in women's clothes. No, I wore the cheerleader's outfit for a pep rally once.
Really?
Yeah. The guys and girls kind of switched places. It was, I didn't look good in it. Anyway, so she made some fake awards.
Okay.
And has made all kinds of news headlines. You can look this up. Just look up teacher gives inappropriate awards.
I was about to say, I'm gonna assume that these were not nice.
They're
things.
Mocking. She wanted them to be fun mocking awards.
Fun mocking? You can't be a teacher and be mocking.
I'm
pretty sure that's like somewhere in the rule book. Like,
some teachers,
no mocking.
Some teachers were mad. One of the girl, I don't know which ones to start with. One of them simply said, most likely to be homeless in Guatemala.
Whoa. What? That's, you're going to be the
end. She had
end
printed like award certificates.
You're going to be the end of Saw 12.
Yeah, right. Most likely to be homeless in Guatemala.
You're just going
to
be on a street corner somewhere. Okay.
Most likely to become a terrorist.
Please don't tell me.
I don't know.
It okay, was, we don't know who these
were. I think that kid. That one was a girl named Villanueva who was bestowed the unwanted terrorist honor. So the teacher gave out different mock awards to students in her advanced learning class. These are supposed to be funny, but she thinks they may hurt some people's feelings.
Wait. What fucking stupid bitch?
Wait,
dumb
you ready for the last
fucking
one?
Bitch thinks it's the last. Look, yes, do the last one before I fucking rant.
This one, this is the one that kind of really set it off and started it, because this one showed it. This girl showed it to her mom when she got home. Little African American girls who said most likely to blend in with white people.
To a
little black girl. Yep. Gave her a certificate that said, most likely to blend in with white people.
This bitch is fired.
Right? I have a feeling. Apparently, she doesn't have a site on the school's webpage anymore and things like that. Like, her name's been removed. But, yeah, if you look it up, like, mock awards and teacher online, it's amazing. Out of Texas.
This stupid
seventh grade,
fucking
a
bitch.
A 13-year-old got an award that said, most likely to be a terrorist or homeless in Guatemala or...
blend in with white people.
Yeah, right.
I have an 8-year-old daughter. These kids were how old in this class?
13.
13?
7th graders.
If my fucking daughter called me and said her teacher gave her an award that said most likely to be a terrorist or most likely any of that shit,
yeah.
I would beat this stupid bitch with a bat. What the fuck is wrong with people? That they, a former cheerleader who's a teacher giving out that kind of dog shit to kids.
Just, yeah. I mean, that's not going to fly.
No.
I mean, yeah. No. You weren't a Longhorns cheerleader. You're a Texans cheerleader. They're not that well respected. People like the Longhorns in Texas. Get it together.
Most likely to fuck up their future because she's a stupid whore.
Yeah, right. Most likely to have a meeting about them.
Most likely to cause this kind of controversy. All right, we're going to do a shot of whiskey because that's kind of a thing. We're Clintless still. We're not going to be Clintless much
no,
longer.
No, he'll be back soon.
He'll be back soon.
We'll do a great episode when Clint gets back.
It's good. There's going to be you're just going to see like a big fucking Twitter blast of Clint's back. And it'll be a whole like 2-episode extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So we were watching the E3 trailers.
Oh, man.
Earlier.
There is some good stuff coming.
First off.
Woo! Gonna be a good game here. I'm jacked for so much shit.
What have you been getting, what have you been on recently, though? Aside from what's coming out, what have you been playing?
Oh.
Before we get into what we got coming.
I've been really back on Hitman.
Really?
Really back on Hitman. It's so replayable. It's just like... take a city and put people in it, and it's like a chessboard. You know your target, but you got to move some pieces out of the way to get there, or just get those pieces to break what they're doing. And they make it so replayable. They keep updating it, and there's just more and more shit to do. But then again, I go like that in I go in cycles. I come back to stuff. Like, I was absolutely all over Skyrim for the last month. I've put it down for a week. I need a break for a minute. I was on Assassin's Creed 3 for a minute. But I'll tell you what, after watching the E3
Is that show, the one that was just 3? Yeah. The one, yeah, that was just free, yeah, on Xbox?
Xbox Gold, yeah.
Yeah. Is that the one in, like, your, like, the Native American, like, in the woods colonial?
Eventually.
That's, yeah.
That's what they throw you off a bit, because
I started that one a little bit.
You won't get to be the Native American for hours.
Like, those, I remember, games can't, like, I played 2 all the way. I, like, 2's 99%. Great.
Brotherhood's the best one of the series.
All I had to do with 2 is, like, collect the feathers.
And there's so much more shit you can do. I still haven't done it all on all of them. It's crazy. We'll start there. They took a break after Syndicate, Assassin's Creed, and said,
I have not followed those games since. See,
so
I
here's
played
what,
a
here,
little bit.
So here's
I
what happened.
Started that's two one, of three of them.
Assassin's Creed, Hitman's, Mass Effect. Those are, like, my favorite things. So there was Assassin's Creed. Then there was the Ezio trilogy, 2, Brotherhood, and Revelations. Which,
oh,
was
so Ezio is in more than one game.
Yes,
motherfucker.
His whole life. You go from baby to death. You know Ezio's whole life. It's amazing. Because the Brotherhood is all in Rome. And then Revelations is in Turkey or... what were they calling it in there? I can't think of it.
Constantinople?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm. Really?
I believe... Yes, it is. It is, exactly. And then they go to... And this isn't counting some of the side games and stuff like that. Like, there was one in New Orleans with the French girl in Cajun country. But... On consoles, then they went to number three after that, which is the end of Desmond's story, the modern day character. And that's the Civil War one. And that's and what's unique about that.
Oh, so wait, the guy who the captured dude
Desmond,
who is,
yes, your modern day assassin is Desmond.
Eventually dies? And they get there's a new guy? I'm not going to play him.
Well,
so
they cultivate
totally
his DNA. His DNA is...
But he dies.
Yes. Sacrifices. It's martyrs, basically, for the world. His DNA, and now there's, like, Abstergo Studios, and you start first person in our world nowadays. Like, in the pirate one, for example. And they're a movie company looking for great stories from the history. They've now created a system where you can go back in history and actually look at things. And so using that same DNA strain, they've gone back... And that's the grandfather of the Native American is the pirate.
Really?
Yes. And his son is, yeah, and there's a whole story of how that came to be, too, that if you follow them all together, it's still all one family lineage through history that you're watching. And it's kind of cool to see how they tie them in, and they're tying them into real history.
Where's
at the same
the newest
exact
one?
Time. So they took a break after the last one was France and then England. Was Syndicate, which was one of my favorites. Twins in that one. You can switch between guy and girl, and they both have their own things they're doing. But the new one they took a year off to work on was, because they were putting them out once a year, is Assassin's Creed Origins. It is the origin of the Assassin's Order in ancient Egypt. Pyramids and shit like that, and he's sliding down the pyramids with a bow and
really?
Golden cities and... Oh man, it's gonna be. I'm really excited for that. That might be one of the ones I'm more pumped up for. There's a few that stand out to me right now that I'm jacked for. Another one which I'm sure you'll want to talk on that I'm also jacked for is something that we both played the first one of, and you have currently reserved.
Oh, the Fractured Butthole.
The Fractured
Butthole. I haven't fully been following. I know. Okay, here's what I know. It's the same style of game as the first one.
Yes.
But superheroes instead of Lord of the Rings,
yes,
and Avengers parody.
Yeah, if you've seen South Park, you've seen them play their fantasy, medieval, Lord of the Rings characters. And yeah. This one, they're going to be more in their Marvel DC universe.
Which I'm totally stoked for.
And oh, absolutely.
Me and the girl have reserved.
The Cane.
Mintberry Crunch, motherfucker.
Mintberry Crunch. Mintberry Crunch.
That shit's going to be fucking tight. But dude, honestly, I'm still all over Injustice.
Yeah.
Injustice 2.
Yeah.
They just gave me Red Hood.
You got a what from?
The Red Hood.
Your Red Hood gave me a purple hood.
The Netherrealm gave me that Red Hood all up in their Injustice 2.
Now, did you say you already have some DLC for that?
They just released, they're slowly piecing out Fighter Pack 1.
Okay.
Fighter Pack 1 includes Red Hood, who they just released yesterday. The day we're recording this is Thursday, and then Wednesday they released it to the public.
Ah, nice.
Or for the early release, people that had the Ultimate version. And then after that, they're releasing Starfire. DC character. Imagine Starfire in the game. I have a feeling she's going to play like Katana a little bit, or Sindel.
I gotcha, gotcha.
But imagine she's an alien from a race of cat people from outer space who can fly and shoot lightning beams out of her hands and eyes. And yeah, she's a Teen Titan, eventually a friend with Robin and Cyborg and all of them. And the third person is Sub-Zero.
Oh.
From Mortal Kombat.
Nice. They like to do some crossovers here and there.
The thing is, if you look at the board, there's a character who is obviously Raiden. There's like a silhouette of the characters that's still to come.
Oh, okay. Yeah, one you can't.
Obviously Raiden.
You can't have that hat and not get
unless they have an update that changes that at some point.
I mean,
it's obviously fucking Raiden. There's nobody else I can think of with a triangle hat. But they've also got, you can easily see there's a very tiny person, which makes me think it's the Atom from DC. You familiar?
No.
Imagine the Atom is Ant-Man, but instead of the whole no ants. Just the science of shrinking molecules.
Gotcha. He's Rick Moranis.
Essentially.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, basically.
Yes! Holy fucking shit!
Really?
Oh my Ray Palmer is.
Did I make a thing happen?
Ray Palmer is Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I did a thing.
Wow, I never put those two things together.
You're welcome.
That's kind of like a good analogy for somebody that doesn't understand how the power works.
The power.
Well, it's science. It's Iron Man, but he can get big and small.
Oh, I love the science of it. Thank you for that explanation. It's the science. He's like Iron Man, but gets big and small.
Big and small.
Thanks for the science.
Yeah.
You're great there.
That's what I do. No, but they've got that obvious. There's a couple characters that are debated as obvious from the download, from what you see. But once again, I feel it's a video game. They can do an update that changes those silhouettes if they wanted to. They could be fucking with it, so that could be what it is. Either way, now I have Red Hood, so I'm trying to power him up. That character's super fucking tight. Are you familiar with that character?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's the second Robin.
Robin number two.
Yeah, Jason Todd. He was born in Crime Alley, where Batman's parents were killed.
He was born in the alley?
Yeah. Well, in the area.
Oh.
Crime Alley is like a part of town.
It's like, what a fucking coincidence.
It's a part of...
Like, there's a lot of coincidences in superheroes anyway.
Yeah, Crime Alley is like a neighborhood.
How crazy would it be if the same place where Mama Wayne's beads were ripped off and dropped and tinkering in the night is the same place where his mama dropped her placenta?
Ew.
You said you wanted to be a gross podcast.
Right on top of the pearls. Right on top of the pearls.
Ooh, pearl necklace and placenta.
And pearls.
Placenta and pearl necklace. Oh, that's too much literally.
Diamonds and pearls.
You know what else I'm excited for is another game that we both play.
What's that?
The sequel's coming. Shadow of Mordor's sequel, Shadow of War.
I have not been super following that one.
Oh, man. You can ride fire-breathing drakes in this one to get around the map and shit. And there's Nazgul and flying Nazgul. And
which one? What's going to be great. Which one's the Nazgul again? That game is the most Lord of the Rings I'm into.
The Nazgul were the nine riders that were all in black that Screech searched for the goddamn it.
I don't watch that shit.
Yes, I'm banging my head
I've
on
seen
the
them like once. And I walked out of the first one like with 30 minutes left. I had to get to work.
Oh my god.
I went and saw the first one. I was like, "Oh, I got 3 hours to kill before work. I got time to see this movie, this Lord of the Rings movie that starts in half an hour."
Well, here. Let's talk about something you would be interested in.
I don't know
in.
About... I mean, right on. I got you playing Speedrunners, though, which I'm super stoked on.
That's a pretty crazy little game right there.
Yeah, you actually can get it free this month on Xbox Live.
Well, for another day or two.
For another day or two. And then the way it works, essentially, is it's a race around a track. It's 2D, and you jump, you dive, you like duck, you get certain power-ups that do different things. It's not about getting to an end point before another person. It's about getting enough of a lead to that. That's how you win, is by getting a lead. So it's fun. It's not just straightforward, like, okay, I'm going to get there. Oh, it's over. I've had races take a little bit to where eventually the screen starts getting smaller and smaller. The game's fucking tight. So you downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. I need to go through a little tutorial of it, but I'm all about it. There's some games like it's kind of like some of those Android games where you're like running and you just got to avoid obstacles, but it adds the element of being faster than other people at the same exact time.
Yeah, it's more about being better at the skill set of that particular game.
I mean, besides that, we got Star Wars Battlefront 2. Next spring, we have Red Dead Redemption 2, which I am really fucking pumped for. There's all kinds of great things coming. What was the latest thing?
I'm so basic. I'm like stoked for like new hockey, new wrestling.
The new FIFA will be great. It was crazy. You know what else is crazy?
What's that?
The world's most expensive burger. You like my segues? That was great. Expensive over to Munchies. I found this on the Mirror, one of my favorite places again over in
Ye old Mirror!
Mirror on the
Everything
wall.
Good happens in the UK.
We need to check something. How much? What is the English conversion of 1,785 pounds? How many dollars is 1,785 pounds? How many dollars is 1,785 pounds? It looks like 2,300. Wait. That can't be right. Do you have a currency converter?
Okay, wait. So how many pounds?
All right.
1,785 pounds?
Yep, is how many dollars? Because that's how much this burger costs. It's at least that much in dollars. I think the dollar sucks. I don't know.
Everyone's screaming at us right now. It's $2,276.
That's how much this burger costs, Mike.
1,785 British pounds equals 2,276.59 US dollars.
For a burger.
Holy shit.
So.
What was on this burger?
So there are some pretty...
First off, what kind of animal is this?
How much would you pay? I mean, I can't... I think I've paid maybe like... Maybe I paid 15, 16, 17 bucks for a burger up in New York, maybe.
I think.
But, I mean.
I would not. Over $20 for a burger, I'd be remiss. It'd have to be an amazing burger to cross that $15.
This is approved by the Guinness Book of World Records as the most expensive burger. Well, no shit. The guy who's got the $2,000 burger now is just like, oh, well, fuck it.
There's somebody out there with a $1,500 burger who's like closing his store.
Yeah. The sandwich consists of, now, you know what, some of this shit, I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know how to pronounce it. We're just going to have fun and you can tell
me. I'm going to help you. If you see a word, let me see.
Okay. It consists of a Japanese dry-aged Wagyu and Black Angus beef patty, Oyster-shelled lobster infused with Hermit Dutch Coastal Gin. Is that what that looks like to you? Oyster-shelled?
Yeah, you're doing great.
Oyster-shelled lobster infused with Hermit Dutch Coastal Gin, foie gras, white truffle, Rimaker cheese, Japanese fruit tomatoes and caviar, French lettuce, Iberian ham, and a specially concocted sauce made with 35 lobsters. Wait,
there's 35 lobsters in a sauce?
That seems like a meaty sauce.
Why is there is that
The sauce consists 35 lobsters, Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee, Madagascar vanilla, saffron, Japanese soy is also
saffron's expensive as shit.
And it's all stuffed in a brioche bun made with saffron and covered in a golden leaf.
Well, there you go.
This was from the South of Houston restaurant in The Hague, Netherlands.
$2,000 burger.
$22. And it probably still comes with some shitty shoestring fries.
Would you do it?
What?
If you had it. If you had the money.
No.
No?
No. No. I don't want to justify that. No, there's no... It's not... No. I can have a good burger for $8. I can go get one of the burgers I love, my Strauss burger with the Reuben on top of a burger. That's a great burger right there.
What if
there.
You get to the life where that much... You could easily do like, okay, I'm going to do this once in my life.
I better have bought everything else I want, and my family better be well off, and it better be one of those situations that, like, I'm so rich, I washed a pair of pants and was like, oh, shit, I got $2,200. I'm going to get a burger. Because when you wash pants and you find a 20, it's like, fuck, I got to spend a 20 today. This is magic money. You immediately spend that amount. Yeah, every time we find money, that's how we spend it. So, yeah, if I had a pair of pants and I came up with, like, $2,300 and some fucking singles in my pocket, like, after a night out, like, oh, I got a lot of change last night, wadded up. Might as well go get a gold leaf Japanese infused 35 lobster fucking masterpiece.
Could you imagine
on a brioche bun? And you better supersize it, bitch.
Could you imagine being the kid who got the job off fucking Craigslist, who's sitting there fucking like cracking open the bag of fucking like $800 saffron buns? Like...
No. This isn't a special place. You fucking even think that a place that offers a $2,000 would know what Craigslist is? Or over there, and it's like Kragenlisten. I don't know.
it's no Kragenlisten.
It's Kragenlisten.
It's no Kragenlisten in the Netherlands.
Nobody getting a job off Craigslist is allowed to open the fig golden leaf saffron infused lob. That fucker might
36 lobsters in a fucking sauce.
That bitch might be allowed to sandblast the sidewalk in front of the place.
So there you go. You could take a 36 lobster sauce.
That sounds dirty.
Beef burger.
You want to give you tonight some 36 lobster sauce?
Put it between your saffron buns.
Give me some garlic butter.
Get you a big bite. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
I don't even know what that means.
But once again,
nothing like going out soft. Once again,
it's just like sex. Once again, I'm Mike.
I'm Brendan.
See you guys.